NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Tuesday evening, August 11th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
CBO strengthens position in 3D metal printing, expanded capacity in the US and the UK. Award for 3D SBO AG is expanding its 3D metal printing capacity in the US and the UK with 7 new printers by September. The subsidiary 3T Additive Manufacturing received the Tech SME of the Year. This move strengthens SBO's position in the additive manufacturing market, projected to reach USD 4.8 billion by 2030.
Greenland Mines, GRML, commences 2026. Drilling at Skarsgård Project. The company mobilized equipment and infrastructure with the arrival of its support vessel, Argus. Diamond drill rigs are in operation, and the first holes are expected to be completed soon. The 2026 field program aims to enhance the Skarsgård mineral resource and move the project towards its next phase of development.
Behind-the-meter power, why Texas data centers can't lean on the grid. In the latest episode of the Building Texas show, titled Why Texas Data Centers Must Build Their Own Power, Nash Whitney of Stella Power Company discusses the urgent need for behind-the-meter generation in Texas. With ERCOT reporting a significant increase in interconnection queue, large load power consumers like data centers are exploring on-site generation to meet demand. Listen to the full conversation on the challenges and solutions facing Texas data centers on all major podcast platforms.
Mining news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited commences 2026 drilling at Skarsgård Project. Greenland Mines Limited has started drilling at its Skarsgård project in southeast Greenland. The support vessel Argus has arrived, equipment is ashore, and drill rigs are operating. The 2026 field program aims to upgrade the mineral resource, connect metallurgical studies, and gather environmental data. The team plans to execute the program over the next 2 months. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Fuel cell buses and trucks drive growing demand for green hydrogen. Heavy-duty transportation sees increasing support for hydrogen fuel cell technology due to long driving ranges, quick refueling, and reliable operation. Entities like Max Power Mining Corp. are capitalizing on the rising demand for green hydrogen in the transport sector, creating new market opportunities.
Deadly infection surges, prompts health officials to caution beachgoers. Beachgoers on the Gulf Coast are being cautioned by health officials due to a surge in a deadly bacterial infection. The flesh-eating bacteria is more common in coastal waters during the summer. Companies like Co-Diagnostics Inc. are working on developing home testing products to help detect this infection. Stay informed with BioMedWire for the latest updates in the biotechnology and life sciences sectors. ESG breaks. Frontieras North America selects Yokogawa as main automation contractor for $850 million West Virginia facility. ESG breaks reports that Frontieras North America has chosen Yokogawa Corporation of America as the main automation contractor for its $850 million FASS Form TM solid carbon fractionation facility in West Virginia. Yokogawa will handle automation, control systems, cybersecurity, and digital operations for the project, expected to create 2,000 construction jobs and 200 permanent positions. The facility, utilizing zero-waste technology, aims to produce fuels, hydrogen, solid fuel, and industrial chemicals.
Instead, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.